Observation and debrief is described as a way to observe and debrief the implementation of a mutually agreed upon instructional focus area. This approach is designed to celebrate effective practices and unpack the challenges of the focus area. Some examples of when to use this approach are: you've been working with a teacher to better understand standard mathematical practice 3. You've modeled and practiced within a coaching session already, so the observation would be aligned to goals established during previous sessions throughout other approaches. Another example, teachers have just participated in a learning lab focused on building knowledge through vocabulary. The expectation is that they implement the learning in their classrooms in the upcoming week. Some promising practices for observation and debrief: know before you go. Prior to the observation, norm on what success looks like, what data will be collected, and how it will be collected. Normalize feedback and reflection. Invite feedback on your practice and share how offering and receiving feedback has improved your own instruction in the past. Personalize feedback. Express specific gratitude and consider how to create psychological safety while prioritizing people as humans. And be specific. Use the data gathered to include specific moments and verbatim statements in the debrief. Links to research and resources are available in the doc.